Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, everyone. It's raining.
You knew
it was coming. I don't know if it's... I mean, it is. It was nice
like
to turn off my irrigation, that's for sure.
Oh.
You know.
Just for today.
No, I'll turn it off for a few days.
I mean, it's supposed to rain again tonight. Hopefully it'll be out for the season. That'd be great. I love not watering things.
Well, with any luck, this El Nino they're predicting is going to dump hard on us.
Well, that would be great.
But the real need is the snow, so that's the worry.
Right. Well, last year, I think we got off to a pretty good start, right? And then we wound up only 58% or something.
Yeah, last year wasn't horrible, though.
No.
We've had bad years where you truly do.
Where they were standing on dirt where they were normally supposed to measure the
snowpack. Oh my God,
snowpack.
We got no rain.
I know. Well, here's to a good year. Let's hope, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
So how was your day yesterday? Did you have a finish strong?
I did have a good day yesterday.
Me too.
Yeah, I definitely...
It's weird in here, but once I got out of here, I chased down some surf.
It was weird in here.
Oh, I don't know. It was a Monday in here big time. I walked out of here like, whew.
Glad to get done with this Monday.
And
well,
then,
I loved the constant reminders yesterday of, to wear green, to wear our A's stuff today.
Well, I went... Check this out. So I got out of here and I took 92 across to the beach and took the coast highway down. And then saw waves and decided to go surfing.
Oh, you had your board with you?
You bet I did. So
well, it is fall now, officially.
It's time, right? After that, I was reminded that I needed to go get something A's to show support.
Mm.
And I remember that in downtown Santa Cruz, there's this sports memorabilia store right across from this restaurant we've eaten at a million times. And I go, done.
All right.
I'm going straight
pop
there.
Pop right over there.
Which is now a candle store. So clearly I hadn't eaten in that restaurant in a while. So
you got
like,
a nice candle?
No, I just drove by going, oh no, now what do I do?
So what'd you do?
Well, so I texted I think the missus had texted me, and I'm like, oh man, that place across from Assembly, the restaurant we used to eat at when we weren't, pregnant or with a newborn, it turned into a candlestick place. And 2 seconds later, she writes, I can't think of the name of the store, but she goes, this store, it's a hipster store.
Oh.
She goes, some hipster store. She goes, oh, well, this store has them. And I'm like, who are you? How the hell do you...
Did she just look up A's gear?
She went and looked it up. But at the time, I'm like, how the hell...
Right.
Are you moonlighting as a doobie weed hipster? I mean, what the hell? How do you know what that
is? So what?
I guess. Well, she was like, yeah, what of it? And then, of course, she said, no, it's Google, dude.
Yeah.
Durr.
I use that one thing that we all use to find everything.
So I was able to get a lid and I'm ready to party today.
Yeah, I like it. It's like a circus one. It's an elephant on a baseball, balanced on a baseball.
It's
with
the A's guy, yeah. So, yeah, it'll be nice. I guess we're making a post, Hooman?
Yes, apparently we must be because...
We are, but we're going to... I got to do some things, but Yuzette and I have planned the posts.
Oh.
And when we're going to put them up.
More than one. Doing a bunch of posts.
Well, yeah, because we have a big, big guest coming in today.
We sure do.
Humongous.
That is true. It's been a while since he's been a guest on the show, actually. I mean, although he's been one many times, I can't remember the last time Michael Franti sat in. And he's got a lot going on, right? I mean, like that never happens. He's about the busiest person I know. But Michael Franti has a new film out. Mm-hmm. And he's actually doing sort of like a mini acoustic tour supporting it. It's called Stay Human.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Have you seen it?
I have not either.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
you practically live with those people.
I know. How are you not watching all the dailies?
I want to see it, like, in the right circumstance, like, you know, with an audience and a theater and the whole nine yards.
So you're going to see it during the film festival, then?
It's screening on a Monday night, so I'm just trying to figure out logistically the best way to do it. But, yeah, I'm gonna figure out a way to see it. It's won a bunch of awards.
Oh, has it?
Oh, yeah.
Already?
I can't wait to hear about this.
Yeah, it's been in, like, five film festivals.
So it's how long has it been done?
I'd say at least 5 months.
And you haven't seen it?
Well, the film festivals it's played in was like South by Southwest and New York and...
Hold on a second. Let me just ask you a question. Yeah. I was under the impression that after Sarah's family, you're also part of the Franti family.
Like, in fact, that may be his number one family now that he's abandoned us.
In the order, I don't know the order, but based on posts I've seen, it seems like when you're not at the Clark household, you're at the Franti household.
Yes, it's true.
And they're not playing that movie on a loop at home?
Movies need to be presented in a certain way, and I don't like to force a film to be seen until the person says, hey, I'm ready for you to watch my film, or can you come to this theater, and so on. And so now that it's here on the West Coast, the best coast... I'm gonna try to see it. You know, I know how filmmakers are and filmmaking is, and you don't ever want to like force a movie showing until the person's ready to show it to you. It's like when someone has a baby. Wait till they invite you over. Except in your case, we have to force ourselves over your house, and we haven't even seen the second kid yet. But outside of that,
you don't want to go to my house right now.
Sure about that?
I walked past the door and the missus is in their coffin. I was just like, oh God.
What?
Oh.
So how did you avoid it yesterday?
Well, yeah, tell us all the ways that you took your family and by not going, being around them.
By going surfing. Mm. So that was a nice, you know, hour or so away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on an A's cap search.
How'd it go?
I got a cap. I'm worried. Didn't you see me? Look at me.
He even got one for Bryn. He handed Bryn one,
too.
Oh,
did he really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I wore green, and I put on a gold scarf.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the best I could do.
I'll take it.
John actually thinks, he's like, we have an A's jersey somewhere. I'm like, well, where?
Well, there's an A's jersey that they made for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere. You want to wear that?
I will, whatever. I mean, I wore a green shirt, so anyone who doesn't have a green shirt can do it. But, he was like, I don't know, it's in the attic somewhere. I kept waiting for him to, like, volunteer to go up there and find it for me.
No one wants to do that.
I know, the attic sucks,
so
man.
So dusty up there. And
hot.
Plus the fingerprints you put on the ceiling. Or I don't know what yours is like, but they got to push
into the... we have,
like,
a pull-down thing. It's just like, ugh, the last place I wanted to go. I just didn't wind up doing it.
So anyway, and then I got home and did a lot of chores and I took over the baby duties and did the multiple loads of dishes because for some reason the sink was piled up like you couldn't believe. And then I made dinner.
What'd you make?
Chicken and rice.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Fesanjun.
I threw some chicken on the grill and made white steamed rice.
Mm. Sounds no sauce or anything?
I'd have barbecue sauce and the chicken.
Sounds a little dry.
With a little, I kicked it with some Tabasco. But yeah, very plain. Yeah. And you know what's funny? That meal, the older kid eats like cleared her plate and was all, more.
Great.
Simple.
That is a good thing to hear from your kid.
More right.
Yeah.
Do anything with a little bit of disco to it and suddenly she's like, full before you to one bite in. She's like, I'm full.
I always think about the cinnamon and salt toast that you made her that time.
That sucked.
It's too spicy. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and then there's, you know, I've learned the hard way about pushing against her too forcefully when I've shown myself to be wrong a couple times.
Yeah.
One time she was saying something. I wish I could remember the exact case, but she said something and I'm like, are you lying to me? because if you're lying to me. And she goes, no. And I'm like, I'm going to check because I don't. And I went and checked and her mom goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, I just accused that kid of lying and she wasn't.
So did you apologize?
I did.
Yeah, good.
I did have to go over and say,
I'm sorry that I accused you.
Yeah.
What did she think?
She said, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you apologize to someone. It can just be over. Most of the time. Sometimes you apologize and it just doesn't seem to matter. Doesn't matter how many times you apologize.
Oh, check this out.
Okay.
So then I took in the trash, I made dinner, and I hung out with the baby for a while so she could get a break. And then as I was bringing my gear in from having rinsed it off, mm-hmm. you know, my wetsuit's hanging on a tree, people keep going, it looks like you're there's a person. I'm like, okay, well, there's not.
Right.
And, you know, it's the 400th time you've seen a wetsuit hanging from a tree in front of my house, so stop it with your dead person.
Yes. It's not. Don't worry. Right. Did you leave it overnight?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm bringing all my gear in, and I see the orange cat bolt from my house, and I'm like,
oh, Garfield.
Really? Garfield? Well, whatever.
Garfield,
so here's
Stinky and Garage Cat. Right.
Let me see.
That was the clip of the day yesterday, yeah. I believe. I saw that on my Alice973 feed.
Can you take a picture of the black one?
Oh, did you get a picture
He's
of him?
Not even the listener.
That's the kid. He's sitting with the kid. That was us. They're looking at
the
pictures.
Oh, there's the cat.
For those of you
we're looking.
There's him walking away.
Oh, that's a big cat. Jesus, it looks like a cheetah, for God's sake. That is a huge effing cat.
Who is that?
Which is he as big as he looked? That's Garfield. It's not you.
Yeah, he is the... He's, of all of them, he's the one...
So funny that they hang out together. Usually cats really aren't crazy for each other.
Yeah,
it's nice
know.
That, you know, Garage Cat, obviously, the Prozac helped him make friends.
We're lonely.
He's not on the Prozac. The way we handled it was we decided, you're going to be an outdoor cat too now.
Oh, yeah. I want to be out.
No, he does. Oh, that was the problem.
Did you declaw me too?
No.
Good thing. I don't want that. You got to be able to fight for yourself.
Anyway, so go on. There's my day. How about yours?
Oh, I do involve cleaning gutters and.
Oh,
sweet.
You know, well, you know, it's weird when the rain comes this early because, you know what we're going to get?
No.
You know how, I don't know if you clean your own gutters or whatever. I mean, you're in a two-story house too, so it's a little dicier. But, you know, once a year we go through and we put the hose down, all the downspouts, and we rinse. Yes, Vinny, your hand is
You
up.
Clean the gutters so much because you're on a one-story with trees above, right?
We do have some.
Because we don't have that issue.
That's good. You're lucky. We have some trees that overhang our house.
Okay.
Maple tree in specific on the back and pepper trees on the front that drop actual peppercorns into our. It's a nightmare. So they're, you know. They clog up all our. Since we have those screens,
you guys don't have an axe.
No, I wouldn't. I love my pepper trees are so beautiful.
Oh, they don't want to chop that thing down.
We hack them back once a year, every year. Like get everything off the front of the house, and but they just grow like weeds. It's almost like the more you cut them back, the faster they grow. And the maple in the back is just, you know, once a year it sheds and drops all its leaves, which it hasn't even. It's not even close. It hasn't even turned color yet. So it's. I can't wait to clean the gutters again later. But we're going to get these things. So we have these, a lot of people have them. They're like snap-on covers. It's like a grating with some screen underneath
it. You told us about this.
About the inserts. The sponge. They're like sponge style. So we still don't have them because we couldn't find enough of them to do the whole house. So part of the house has them. And, but we have to get the rest of the house done with that. So that's, as you know, as I'm up there, I'm like, we want to get those things.
So the Home Depot
gross,
is sold out of the gutter protectors.
Yeah, I think he's going to order them. I don't know. I'm really not in charge of the gutters. You know, it's not one of the things on my list. I have a very short list. You know, it's get up at 4, go to bed at 7:30.
Right.
You know.
Do this.
Basically my list.
Right.
You know, try to be pleasant during the day, that kind of thing. Not too many responsibilities. But, yeah, I want to, you know, it's just bogus. Like everything that's been sitting in the gutters the whole year, you know, you have to put your hand in. You get to scoop the stuff out because you can't, you know, you're not going to wash it.
Barehanded?
Well, put a glove on.
Oh, okay.
You know? But then it gets tossed out of the gutter down onto the deck or around the house. So now there's like piles of this gross stuff everywhere. You know, we've scooped it all out and it's just, it's bogus. It's not a fun job, but, you know, I'm hoping we'll get the friggin' foam inserts. They let the water in, but everything else just rinses off. Someday, apparently. Part of the house.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No. Well, listen. The joys of home ownership, right, Hooman?
Right. Yeah.
I almost rewrote you three times yesterday, Hooman, and just to say, would you just get back together with Sarah already? You're making us all crazy.
Why would you write that?
Because
it's so awkward for me.
I know.
What do you mean that's why?
That's why. I want you to just get back together with her already. There's no point to this argument. It's embarrassing already.
I know. I'm embarrassed, you know? I guess. Not really.
You're not
embarrassed at all.
You should be embarrassed.
Why?
Because this is your friend.
You know what?
Repeatedly inviting you over.
You were the first person to go on the air, and I was about to go back and listen to the shows to find the exact soundbite, but you're like, I can't believe the way this guy's treating you after all you did for him. Those are your
words. That is
words.
True. I do,
thanks a lot, Vinny.
Listen, okay, but they've said sorry. How many times do people have
and
to say sorry to you?
I said I accept. I hope you forgive me. I forgive you. Enjoy the NFL season. I'll be back when it's over. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
Well, clearly it's not good enough for Sarah.
It's fine.
But hold on. Why are you on Sarah's side? You were on my side at the very beginning of this.
Because I'm his partner.
Don't talk, Sarah. No one's talking to you.
I'll pipe down.
Pipe down.
All right. Go ahead.
Vinny.
Please, Hooman, continue.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Vinny.
Yes.
Why are you all of a sudden like, Benedict Arnold?
I'm not Benedict Arnold. I just want you to go over and have dinner like you always do so Sarah can stop talking about how she's really upset that you're not showing up.
Listen, I'm...
Now I just want Vinny and Hooman to make
up. Yeah, now I'm going to text you. Get
don't
over
text
there.
Me.
I'm
don't
doing
text
it.
Me anything. Don't text that group text either.
I'm texting that one.
Don't
do that
text
one.
It.
That's a good one to text.
Get over there.
I get to see it too.
Listen, I will go over there. I'll go in January.
Right.
We can all just take a deep breath. It's fine.
Fine.
Because
January it is. Okay.
Great. Thank
settled.
You so
great.
Much.
Never bring it up again. It's perfect.
Okay, hold on.
It's
I'm making a mad...
Vinny?
Hold on. I'm sending you a mad face
Vinny
emoji.
Arnold.
Get over there right now.
Benedict Arnold? Is that what you just
Benedict
called him?
Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold.
I tried.
Thank you. That was
how come
great.
You don't try on my side? Everyone's
I did. The
me.
Guy, look.
Hey, those
I
of you
think
who
the
are...
guy shouldn't have written that, and you've been, look.
You've been.
The amount of time you've put into helping him find connections is profound.
Profound, staggering, unbelievable, generous. Keep going.
I certainly, for me, I would have been like, look, I'll try and send an email on your behalf, but I am not taking lunches with you. Sorry, bro.
No, I take lunches. I do it all, big and small.
So, you know, there's.
But then what happens when you get thrown in the trash for the Patriots? Vinny only, nobody else, Vinny.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm done talking.
Oh, boy.
Well?
Then you say, I...
That
was,
he says,
that
see
was
you
rude,
in January.
And,
you
know, I'm going to cut off my efforts on your behalf, but, oh, you said sorry? Well, then I'm coming for dinner.
No, shut the hell up. You say, enjoy the NFL season, and I'm going to keep connecting you with people, which I've been doing.
No, I go the other way. My move is, I'm not going to work on your behalf anymore, but I'm going to eat more than my share of dinner on Sunday night.
I want this guy to find a job. I'm going to help him as much as I can. And I still like, I just sent him somebody just a few days ago. So it's in his court. Oh, how hard he wants to pound
well,
the paper.
I tried, Sarah.
Hey, thanks.
Why are you nice. Saying I tried? So why don't you say I tried Hooman?
I tried Hooman.
Too
tried.
Late. You weren't even on my side, Benedict.
God, Jesus. All right. Well, that was fun.
Well, since we're not going to talk about it again.
Yeah, we're done talking about it. We'll get out all your feelings now.
They're out.
It's never coming up again.
Okay, good.
All right. Anyway.
Go A's.
Go A's.
Too late.
Too late.
Too late.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Get her done. Let's just get her done. It's Tuesday. Oh, my God. So Michael Franti's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
We actually have a ton of giveaways, et cetera, to do today. I have some great stories. Vinny, I'm assuming the news is cracking today. It's going to be an awesome show. And we'll be right back to start it after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.